USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president of Turkey currently addressing parliament there, where he's detailing what the Turkish government knows about the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was killed at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul on the 2nd of October. Turkish authorities have said they have audio of the murder. Saudi Arabia claims he died in an interrogation gone wrong. Many lawmakers, including Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, are urging President Trump to provide Saudi Arabia with consequences for that.
He has said he doesn't want to cut off the defense contracts because that employs a lot of people, but there are lots of other tough things that can be done.
President Trump's approval ratings higher than former President Obama's was at this time in his presidency. The NBC Wall Street Journal poll finds Trump at 47% among voters. Obama was at 45%. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
President Trump at a rally last night in support of a man he called Lion Ted back during the presidential primaries, now calling him Beautiful Ted.
Nobody has helped me more with your tax cuts, with your regulation, with all of the things that we're doing, including military and our vets, than Senator Ted Cruz. Nobody.
President Trump fires up the huge crowd at a Make America Great Again rally in Houston for Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz.
This is Texas. This is the diversity of our city and state that we want jobs, we want freedom, we want opportunity.
Cruz says Republicans delivering on promises.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky there. The remnants of what's currently Category 4 Hurricane Willa will bring rain to the Rio Grande Valley in Texas before the weekend. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is going to make landfall first near Puerto Vallarta. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Americans are more concerned about drug addiction and tuition costs now than they were 2 years ago. It's according to a study out today from the Pew Research Center. It says the percentage of Americans who thought drug addiction was a very big problem rose from 56% in 2016 to 68% now. 63% of Americans say they're worried about the affordability of college now. That 63% compares to 52% 2 years ago. On the flip side, people in the survey expressed much less concern about terrorism than they did 2 years ago. Reports are a bomb was found at the New York home of billionaire philanthropist and political donor George Soros. The device was reportedly discovered in a mailbox at his home in Westchester County, north of New York City. A police bomb squad detonated it safely, and the FBI's taken over the case. Soros' frequent support of Democratic candidates has often made him the target of conservative critics. And tonight's Mega Millions drawing can make someone rich, as the jackpot is a record $1.6 billion. Of course, if you take the cash option, you'll only get $904 million. Tomorrow's Powerball drawing, another chance to win big, currently a $620 million jackpot. Or $354 million if you take the cash option there. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.